Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and I am thrilled that you've joined me today. And I hope if you hear any weird noises in the background today, we're just having a summer thunderstorm. So, I didn't want to let it deter me from talking today. So I wanted to share with you a little bit of some marketing lessons and business lessons that I learned a few weeks ago at Guerrilla Business School. And this was an event put on by Peak Potentials, and it was amazing 4.5 days. I met people from all over the world, and the one thing that we all shared in common was basically a desire to learn and grow our business and serve our customers in the best way possible. And it was a fantastic event because we were taught different sales strategies, negotiations, social media marketing, online marketing, and more from, I tell you, it was a who's who of people, really business experts and marketing experts, folks like best-selling authors like Robert Kiyosaki was there, today's growth consultant founder Ken Courtwright, venture capital funding expert and success coach Bill Walsh, and podcasting expert Sam Crowley. And I got to tell you, I'm going to give a special shout out to Sam Crowley of the Everyday is Saturday podcast, because when I heard him speak, I had been thinking about that. One of my goals, actually, I had set a goal of launching a podcast this year. I was going to do it by September. But I tell you what, he motivated me so much that I decided, you know what, I'm not going to wait until September. And I actually signed up for a course that he was offering. And you know what? It was phenomenal. I learned so much, and it got me to launch this blog, actually, or this blog, this podcast 2 months early. So I was able to start it in July. So that's the type of thing. And when you go to, if you have an opportunity to go to events like this, I highly recommend it, because it's really great for your business. So anyway, I'm digressing, but let me go. I just want to share a few of the key points that I learned from this event. So the number one point is that the purpose of business is to serve. The way that you're going to be able to be successful is if you create a product or service that helps others, and then you're going to have an excellent opportunity to succeed. And then right along with that is you've got to have a way to be able to solve problems. So if you don't know what products or services sell, then look for problems that are out there and solve them. And they don't have to be huge problems either. You know, it's great to be an innovator, but let's face it, not everyone is a Steve Jobs. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything can't be improved in some way. So look for an existing product or service out there and figure out a way that you can fine-tune it and make it better. And then, guess what? You're going to have an easier time selling it because there's already a proven market for it. Okay? Now, another business lesson was the importance of focusing on sales and marketing. And here's the thing I found out is that most companies, they spend about half of their time on administrative duties, 30% on product development, and 20% on sales. But here's the kicker. Successful companies spend 20% of their time on production, 20% on administrative duties, and 60% of their time on marketing and sales. So if you want your business to grow and thrive, you need to focus more of your time on sales. Now, another lesson I learned is that rich business owners are focused. They create teams and they implement systems. And I don't know about you, but now maybe you don't necessarily want to be a multi-million dollar business owner, but maybe you want to be able to have enough money so that you can be financially free and have time off to spend with your family or go traveling or do whatever is on your bucket list. So if you want to be able to do that, then you're going to have systems in your business, because that is it's a repeatable process that produces a profit. So even if you're the sole employee in your company, you've got to start putting together a system so that you can hire someone, even a virtual assistant, to help you do the work. I know when I started having a virtual assistant in my business, it made all the difference in the world, and it's really helped me to be able to focus more on marketing and sales and doing the jobs that I enjoy. So that should be for you as well, to do the jobs that you enjoy and then delegate the things you're not good at to someone else. Another thing, another important lesson I learned was your net worth is your network. So if you want to be successful, you need to associate with people who are committed to success. And unfortunately, that may mean that you have to let go of some friends. Hopefully not your family, because unfortunately, your family you're stuck with. But so hopefully they're supportive. But if there are some members of your family that aren't, then you might want to distance yourself just a little bit, because you're going to reach your goals a lot faster if you associate with like-minded people. Finally, the last lesson I learned is a top negotiating tactic. And you know what it is? Ask for it. Ah, simple, right? But let's face it, if you don't ask, that's an automatic no. And I gotta tell you, this was a lesson my mom taught me too, because she always said, you know, if you want something, you have to ask for it. Because the worst thing they can say is no. But you know what? That just opens up an opportunity to negotiate. And besides, they might surprise you and say yes. And wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed my little business lessons for today. And if you are getting value out of this podcast, I really would appreciate it if you would subscribe, because that way you're not going to miss out on any, you won't miss out on any episodes, future episodes. And also, if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be awesome as well, because we are heard in both places, so that would be great. So, until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSalesSucceed.